Blackstone Audio presents The Significant Seven by John McAvoy. For my family and its newest member, Noah McAvoy. I hear the shadowy horses, their manes a-shake, their hooves heavy with tumult, their eyes glittering white. W.B. Yeats. Truth is never pure, and rarely simple. Oscar Wilde. Chapter 1. August 22, 2002. Six tremendously excited friends, middle-aged white men who had known each other since college, chattered and laughed and occasionally shouted in triumph. Their faces were flushed, and not just because of the Saratoga Springs heat layer that hovered over the old upstate New York racetrack like a giant steam bath towel. The late afternoon sun boiled down upon the departing crowd, where many looked with curiosity at the half-dozen obviously revved-up men still seated at their picnic table near the paddock, one occasionally slamming the table with his palm to emphasize a point, another passing around the iced beer cans he'd pulled from their cooler. The men grew even more animated when big Arnie Ryson approached. Ryson was sweating, grinning, doing a lumbering dance of celebration, and shouting loud enough to shake the leaves off the old elm trees.
"We got the money, boys. We got the money!"
Walking just behind the jubilant Ryson was a stockily built 30-ish man, with a bemused smile stamped on his broad face. Ryson stopped at the table and gripped the young man's arm and raised it like a referee with a winning boxer.
"This is Ira Kaplan," Ryson announced. "He's a reporter for Racing Daily. He wants to write us up in the paper. What do you think of that?"
They hooted and clapped as Kaplan sat down at the picnic table bench.
"Ira," said Ryson, "let me tell you whose happy faces you're looking at. That little guy at the end with the big brain is Chris Carson, a CPA from Milwaukee. Next to him, with an old fullback's beer belly, is attorney Mike..."